Bill for warm introduction. Good morning and welcome to Austin Chinese Church, and I'm Dominic, and if you're not familiar with me, I have the privilege to serve as the youth pastor.
大家早晨,歡迎來到奧斯丁華人教會這裡當中,或者大家若果未認識我的,我是陳仲佳傳道,我是ACC教會的青少年牧師。
I hope you've enjoyed the rain and the cooler weather that we've had recently, and I hope you've had a good week, a safe week, wherever you may be watching or listening to today.
我希望在過去一個禮拜裡面,我們的雨水都為你帶來一些很開心的時間,你享受這個比較涼快的天氣,希望你們過去一個禮拜都是一個很好的禮拜,和一個很平安的禮拜。
As has been the case for the last few years, our church's theme continues to be disciples who make disciples.
像過去幾年一樣,我們教會的主題就是造就門徒,薪火相傳。
Let me ask you, how many of you are either actively discipling someone or you have laid discipling before God as an aspiration of yours?
让我这样去问一问大家,我们当中在座的,有哪些人是积极地造就门徒,又或者将造就别人成为门徒的这个心智,成为你在神面前的抱负呢?
Now, just pause and imagine for a moment, what if every Christian watching this morning, listening today, was discipling someone else?
就让我们暂时停下来想一想,幻想一下,若果我们当中每一位的基督徒都是带着这个
How would Austin be a different place? How would your family be a different place? And how would your workplace be a different place? How would your circle of friends be different? How would your neighborhood be different? How would your hometown be different?
我們的朋友的圈子又會有什麼不同呢? 我們的社區也會有什麼不同呢? 我們的本埠,我們的家鄉又會有什麼不同呢?
And to be clear, you don't have to only disciple other Christians.
讓我講得清楚一點,我們不需要一定只是造就那些基督徒。
You can certainly disciple someone else who isn't currently following Christ.
我们甚至可以去造就一些人,他们暂时在这个时间都还未跟随耶稣的。
Why is that? The process for discipleship is about helping someone else follow Jesus, whether or not they currently have a personal relationship with Jesus.
为什么我这么说呢? 因为造就门徒这个过程,就是造就一个人,无论他是基督徒,或者是未跟随耶稣的人,去更加接近跟随耶稣。
In practice, we are just trying to copy, to imitate Jesus Christ in our own lives.
在实际上来说,其实我们是复制着,效法着耶稣的品格,好像在我们身上一样。
If our lives imitate Christ's life, then we are certainly partnering with God to make disciples.
若我们将耶稣基督的生命放在我们生活里面,让我们效法他的时候, 我们就固然可以这么说,我们是同神同工,一起做这个门徒训练的工作。
This morning's passage can be found in Titus chapter 2, and I know Pastor Enoch recently incorporated particularly Titus 2:12 in his application for his Revelation 21 sermon 2 weeks ago.
今天我们看的经文会是在提多书的第二章。 我知道大概两个礼拜之前,Pastor Enoch跟我们讲到的时候,引用启示录第21章的时候,也都有带到融入了提多书第2章12节,在他的讲道当中,我们带来这个应用的。
I know he spent some time on it, but maybe didn't go as deep as perhaps we'll be able to in these verses this morning. So hopefully we'll have more time to look at these verses.
两个礼拜之前,可能Pastor Enoch没有很深入地去看提多书这段经文,我希望今天我有时间可以跟大家深入地去看这段提多书里面的经文。The
practical question that we are looking at is this, what can I do in order to faithfully disciple others or be discipled?
实际上的问题是,我们可以怎样很忠诚地去造就门徒,或者被其他人造就我们自己成为门徒呢?
When we are able to identify who we are discipling or being discipled, by, we are partnering with God by listening, by following the Holy Spirit's leading in our hearts to WhatsApp someone, to message someone, to call, to Zoom, to personally invest in another person so that we can be imitating Christ together.
当我们辨认到我们要去向哪一个人去造就他成为门徒，或者我们是怎样被别人造就成为门徒的时候，我们就是与神同工，我们圣灵带领我们用不同的种种的方法，包括一些社交的媒体、WhatsApp、Message 或者Zoom的方法，甚至是打电话的方法，让我们与这些人是一个个人的关系，并且一起去效法基督的。
Titus is a short letter that you can find at the end of the New Testament. And the main reason why Paul wrote to Titus was because there were Christians who separated what they believed about God from their actions.
提多书在整本新约圣经里面，在新约圣经里面接近的尾声那部分，为什么保罗要写这篇书信呢？主要的原因呢， 就是提多书的那个年代，很多的基督徒，他们所相信的，和他们所行的，不一致。
This meant that their testimony as Christians was canceled out by their actions.
意思就是说，他们因为信主的见证，被他们的行为而抵消了。
This is a common response people will give when they say they will not consider Christianity. They know someone who claimed to be a Christian but lived in a way that was not associated with how they understand Christianity ought to be.
这个也是正好多不相信基督徒，或者甚至不考虑基督宗教的人，他们的理由，他们就是说，很多这些人，他们不单止自认是基督徒，但不单止他们生活上不是以基督的样式去生活，甚至是非常之虚伪的。And
maybe they even lived a life that was even hypocritical to the way Christianity, they understand Christianity to be.
甚至有很多时间，他们甚至是虚伪地跟他们所相信的基督宗教的生活是很违背的。Their
inconsistent character to imitate Christ became an obstacle that they could not overcome.
这个在品格上，这个不一致的效法，令到我们在这个路途上，在信奉耶稣基督的路途上，有很多的阻碍，是很难去跨越。
You see, these people were just faking it. Paul wants followers of Jesus to get both their knowledge of God right as well as the behavior and to get these in proper alignment.
保罗就说这些人很多是假装出来的。保罗真正想我们做什么呢？就是说我们头脑上的思想和我们的行为是一致的。Now,
if you have your Bibles open and you look at Titus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, the passage right before our passage this morning, you'll see that Paul lays out the patterns for discipleship through the use of the words older and younger.
如果大家看我们今日的经文，提多书第二章十一节之前的经文，即是提多书第二章第一至到第十节的时候，你就可以看到保罗是讲到一个模式，就是一个门徒训练的模式。他用了很多字眼，例如老年，或者新译本圣经是说年长的，或者是少年，新译本圣经是用年轻的这些字眼。
Verse 1 to 10 shows us the importance of how we are to practically disciple and be discipled with others.
在第一节到第十节，跟我们讲，实际上我们怎样去做这个门徒训练的工作，怎样去造就门徒，也怎样被其他人去造就成为门徒。
If you look at the passage, you will see that Paul will say that the older men ought to do a list of these things, and that the younger men ought to do a list of these things.
如果你看经文里面，保罗这样说，他说那些年老的人要做一些什么的事情，一系列的事情，那些年轻的人也都要做一些什么，一系列的事情。And
I think the use of the words older and younger can certainly refer to age, but I also think that Paul is trying to refer to spiritual maturity.
当然，保罗用这个年长或者年轻，可以是指这个年纪上高的分别，但也可以是说这个属灵的成熟度上高而讲的。You
see, the context of our passage today explains why we ought to conduct ourselves because of what God has done and what God calls his people to do.
今天经文的内容呢，告诉我们为什么我们要在我们生活要这样去生活而去度日，因为呢神告诉我们知我们要这样做，同埋呢他呼召我们要去跟随着这样做。
So whether you've been a Christian for a very long time or you just became a Christian, I know for me, it's easy to look like a committed Christian at one moment and then the next moment look like a total hypocrite.
无论你一个做了基督徒一个很久远的年代也好，又或者你一个刚刚成为基督徒的都好，那我都让大家知道呢，我们很容易呢就会将我们委身的这些委身的基督徒呢，很容易在某一个时间呢都变成为一个好像很虚伪的人。
Right, like, team guy, because it's so easy to lose sight that our character is both what the world and God will judge us on.
为什么会这样呢？因为很多时候我们会失察了，原来我们的品行在神面前同埋亦都在人面前都时常受到判断的。
Titus 2 verses 11 to 14 helps us understand that consistency in character will help all see the redeeming work that God is doing in your life and to help point them to Jesus.
在这个提多书第二章第十一至到十四节告诉我们知道，在品格上高的一致可以帮助到所有人去认识到基督的神的救赎，同埋咧帮助佢哋去受我哋嘅指引，经文嘅指引咧去见到引领到佢哋去到耶稣嗰度。
So the truth, I believe God is calling us to transform our hearts with this morning is this truth that in order to disciple others, we must imitate Christ's character. Let me say that one more time. In order to disciple others, we must imitate Christ's character.
咁今日嘅经文咧就引领到我咧，相信神咧要去改变我哋嘅心。咁让我再讲一次咧，就系话要咧我哋咧去造就门徒嘅时候咧，我哋就要效法基督。用让我咧再强调一次，若果我哋要去造就门徒嘅时候，我哋就要效法基督。
We'll dig into more of what that means in a moment, but for now, I'll like to invite Bill to read Titus 2 verses 11 to 14 for us.
Okay. 我们稍后的时间将会深入地去看这个经文，现在这个时间就容让我读在提多书第二章第十一至到第十四节。我是读这个和合本的圣经的提多书第二章十一至到十四节。因为神救赎人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们撇去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日，等候所盼望的 福，并尊候至大的神和我们主耶稣基督的荣耀彰显。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们特作自己的子民，热心 为善。 Sorry.
Before we continue into God's word, let's all turn to the Lord in prayer together.
在我们在深入地读神的话语之前，让我们一起同心地转向神去祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather together to worship you.
我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你，我们可以聚在一起去敬拜你。
We pray that you meet us in our need as we learn how to imitate Christ's character in our lives.We pray that your Holy Spirit help us overcome the sin and the obstacles in our life so that we can become more like Jesus.
我们恳求祷告你能够满足我们的欲望，就是说怎样去效法基督在我们的生活当中，并且我们祈求主你自己的圣灵引领我们胜过罪恶和阻碍我们的生命里面的一切的障碍，让到我们更加像耶稣基督。
May the scriptures transform our hearts to desire to help other people follow Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
让到今日我们嘅神嘅话语能够改变我哋嘅心，让到我哋去渴望彼此嘅更加去帮助，去更去靠近主耶稣基督，去跟随主耶稣基督。我哋咁样嘅祷告系奉靠主耶稣基督嘅名去求。
So in order to disciple others, we must be imitating Christ's character.
咁若果我哋需要咧去造就门徒的时候，我们必须是要效法基督。
See, when I read Titus 2 verses 1 to 10, the passage just before, I am both inspired and discouraged at the same time.
当我读咧提多书第一至到第十第二章第一至到第十节嘅时候咧，我一方面咧感到非常之鼓舞，但另一方面咧亦都令我感到好沮丧噶。
Let me explain. I'm inspired that Paul calls men and women to disciple and to be discipled.
咁请容让咧我解释，保罗咧就叫到我哋咧就嗰啲男人咧同埋女人咧都去造就门徒，并且咧系被造就噶。咁喺呢方面咧，我感到非常之鼓舞。
And when I see the conduct that Paul calls us to live out, to be this and to be that, it's inspiring to be called into such a challenge.
当我睇到咧，保罗咧话叫我哋嘅当中嘅人咧要点样做呢样或者点样做那样嘅时候咧，让到我感到非常之鼓舞，我哋可以咧去迎接呢一个保罗嘅对我哋嘅挑战。
And yet.I find it discouraging that I feel like I'm not being helped with properly understanding my motivations and how I'm supposed to become something that I am not right now today.
但另一方面呢，我亦都感到呢个沮丧，因为呢我好似感觉唔到呢有啲咩帮助俾到我去认清楚我咁样做嘅正确嘅因由系啲乜嘢，或者我动机系啲乜嘢。咁呢甚至呢我有时呢讲到呢我甚至唔明白点解我咧今日成为今日嘅我。
I cannot be my best self without taking steps of progress along the way。
若果冇办法有进步咧，有进步嘅步伐嘅时候咧，我冇办法咧去成为一个最高境界嘅真我。
It requires training, effort, and work to become the follower of Christ God invites us to actually become.
这个是需要训练、付出和努力去让我们成为基督的追随者，让到我们可以去效法基督。
So Titus 2 verses 11 to 14 helps us see the why and the how we are supposed to behave in obedience.
在提多书的第二章第11至到第14节的时候，讲到我们为什么和怎样去在崇服在基督里面。
So I want to present three ways that Titus 2 shares how we can apply discipleship in our own lives.
我在这里想跟大家带出三个不同的途径，让到我们可以应用我们的造就门徒的方法在我们的生活当中。
So first, I want to propose that righteous living can testify to our internal character.
第一点我想提到就是这个我想提到就是说我们的正义的生活可以去彰显，可以去见证我们内心的品格。
Second, God calls us to actively train our character.
第二点就是说神呼召我们积极地这样去训练我们自己的品格。
And third, God calls us to engage in discipleship.
第三点就是神叫我们积极地这样去融入，去参与这个门徒训练或者造就门徒的过程。
Righteous living can testify to our internal character. That's the first point that we're going to look at this morning.
第一点就是讲到这个正义的生活是见证着我们内里的品格。
Verse 12 tells us that God's grace trains the follower of Christ to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
第十二节经文讲到话，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
So what does the word training tell us?
咁喺呢个字眼，教训呢个字眼，究竟系同我哋讲紧啲乜嘢嘢咧
？First of all, it is a present day ongoing effort that followers of Christ are called into.
首先咧嚟讲咧，佢系一个。現在式是当是现在这一刻还是进行着的，甚至是一个需要努力才能够让到基督的追随者是接受这个的呼召。
Secondly, the word training tells us that there is a progression that every follower of Christ must go through.
训练这个字眼也都显示告诉我们知道，在这个跟随耶稣的过程当中是需要一个进展的。
And this is what Pastor Enoch was trying to help us apply 2 weeks ago.
这个就是 Pastor Enoch 两个礼拜之前的角度在当中帮助我们怎样在当中应用的。
This is what builds up our character that testifies to God, to our family, to our coworkers, to our friends, and to our neighbors that God is indeed at work in our lives.
这个就是训练我们怎样建立我们的品格，去见证我们的生活，给神，给我们的家人，给我们的同工同事，给我们的朋友和我们的邻居，让他们知道神在他们内心里面的确是为我们去作工的。
Sometimes it can be hard to accept the pace of progression and training, especially if you're young or if you are impatient.
有时候对于我们年轻人来说，尤其是年轻人来说，很难去接受在当中的步伐或者进度的。
Now, if you are older, maybe you remember how you used to be when you were younger and you were much more impatient.
如果是大家比较年长一点，我们想当年，想想我们年幼的时候，年轻的时候，我们几咁没耐心或者没耐性的呢？
But no matter your age, we all have the desire for things just to work the way that we had hoped.
我们年轻的时候，很没耐性，想样样东西都能够一步就能够登天。
There is a branch in the American military that uses this method. It's called crawl, walk, run.
在美国的军方里面有一个支队，它里面是用了一个方法叫做爬啦、行啦、同埋跑去训练的。
So right now I have a 16-month-old baby. His name is Jordan Guanlam.
Dominic 咧，家里边咧有一个十六个月大嘅小朋友 Jordan 咧喺屋企里边。
So not that long ago, he stopped crawling like he used to.
咁冇几耐之前咧，佢开始唔爬咯。
The crawl phase is where you learn the basic skills and theory.
咁爬咧就系话你要喺嗰个时段里边咧，你要识一啲好基本嘅技巧或者系一啲嘅原理。
And now I have a three-and-a-half-year-old Micah Guanming, and he's now running around and he's learning how to use his legs in a way that he's orienting himself to the world.
咁啊，Dominic 咧有另一个大仔咧，三岁半嘅 Micah， 咁佢而家咧就喺屋企非常之活跃，跑嚟跑去，咁咧就想学好多好多唔同嘅嘢，好活跃咁样喺屋企里边。
This walk phase is when you become comfortable and you're making progress, but you haven't formed the hardwired habits or you haven't fully integrated what you're working on into your life yet.
咁呢个行呢，呢个第二个阶段呢，就一个阶段呢，就係话我哋仍然呢将我哋所学到嘅嘢呢未係融会贯通，未係呢让到成为呢啲係成为我哋例行动作咁样，佢仲係呢有啲唔習慣呢点样去运用我哋所学到嘅嘢。
So sometimes Michael will be running around the house and he'll run into the wall.
咁 Michael 呢有时呢好唔好彩呢就冚头埋墙跑跑下咁嘣，好似卡通片咁搭返开。
Now the run phase is when you've developed the habits that you are so comfortable that you're just in this state of flow because you've put in so much hard work already.
想去到跑的那个阶段的时候，你已经很融会贯通了，你已经学到很多东西，你已经非常之感到舒服去运用到你所学的东西，因为你摆了很多心机，很多心血，很多力量去学习。
I think this crawl, walk, run phase or approach is very helpful to guide ourselves, especially if we're a little impatient.
当我们非常之没耐性的时候，这个爬啦、行啦、同埋跑嘅呢个嘅方法咧，特别咧系应该会对我哋有帮助噶。
For some of us, we get really discouraged with ourselves, don't we? When we end up placing our achievements before pursuing God.
嗱，有好多时咧，我哋感到非常之沮丧，因为咧，我哋将自己个人嘅成就咧挤喺神面前。
Some of us have may have been pursuing our degrees, our careers, our children, our net worth, and idolizing these things before we were fully pursuing God.
很多时候我们将很多的东西挤在追求神之前的，那这些东西有什么？包括了我们的学历，我们的工作，我们的小朋友，或者是我们的净资产，或者甚至是将这些东西偶像化了。
Right, and let me be clear that in and of themselves, these things are not necessarily bad things, but they're not the best thing that we can pursue in order to testify to what matters most in our lives. And that's the glory of God and the glory of Christ in and through our lives.
那容讓我講得清楚少少咧，就係話。 刚才我所讲的那些我们追求的东西不是说不好，但是不是最好。那为什么呢？因为最好的呢，我们是去到那里神那里，我们是追求神，并且呢，去彰显神的荣耀，无论呢，我们内外都能够彰显到在我们的生活当中。The
way we publicly live our lives can testify to our internal character.
我们公开的生活呢，可以去见证到我们内心的品格。
We can become known for how we conduct ourselves.
我们可以扬名立万，因为我们的行为。
But we need to be careful to not just show a nice exterior while we have a rotten heart on the inside.
我们要小心，我们不要只是虚有其表，而内心是腐烂的。
That's like going to the nice restaurant with the dirty bathroom.
就好像去到一间门面很漂亮的餐馆，但是洗手间非常之污糟邋遢。
So I was raised in Los Angeles, and in middle school, I attended a Catholic school where there were sisters, women who served as teachers and as administrators.
咁啊，多明玲咧喺中学嘅阶段咧，佢系喺呢个L.A.，即系罗省嗰度长大噶。咁佢喺嗰度读呢个中学嘅。咁佢咧就中学嘅时候咧，去一间天主教嘅学校嗰度读。咁嗰度有好多嘅唔同嘅修女啦。 这些修女呢，佢哋都系喺教导或者喺学校嘅行政方面咧，担当唔同嘅工作。
Now, if you grew up in Hong Kong, you might be familiar with these sorts of people who are serving in the elementary schools, the middle schools, and the high schools.
咁或者你喺香港长大，香港受教育嘅时候咧，你好多时都可能遇到呢啲嘅修女，佢哋喺小学啊、中学啊或者幼稚园嘅情况之下咧，喺唔同嘅教育嘅情况之下咧去服侍噶。
Now, at my school, these were just normal people, but they also made vows of poverty and of celibacy and of obedience.
这些都是很普通的人，但是他们很特别，他们立了一个誓愿，就是说他们愿意去贫穷、遵守贫穷、有独身，并且他们愿意去顺服基督。
Now, one of them, she happened to be Chinese. Her name was Sister Lana Chang, and she too, just I think out of natural affinity, especially looked out for me.
咁其中一位咧，Dominic咧遇到嘅咧係修女咧，佢係一位中國人，佢名字咧叫做Lana Chang。咁咧佢特別咧係關顧Dominic佢嘅。Now,
when I was in the eighth grade, I was not as well behaved as many of our students at Lighthouse.
嗱，當Dominic咧八年班嘅時候咧。 佢非常之曳噶，比我哋Lighthouse裏邊嘅青少年咧都可能曳好多。She
felt like my conduct and my attitude were very poor.
佢覺得咧，阿Dominic佢嘅行徑啦，同埋佢嘅態度咧，非常之要不得。And
she was right.
佢係啱嘅喎。I
had no identity. I was totally lost.
佢嗰個時候咧冇一個自我嘅形象，佢咧好似喪失咗喺呢個人群嘅當中。
I've never forgotten the moment where she pulled me aside and she told me, and this moment has been just absolutely seared into my memory forever. She told me this. She told me that integrity is who you are when nobody is looking.
嗱，咁啊，佢咧就Dominic咧，佢冇辦法忘記一個情景咧，就係話呢位修女Sister Chan咧，佢拖住Dominic埋一邊，同佢去講話。 咁講話咧，就係話同佢講，佢話聖餸咧，就係話當冇人睇住你嘅時候咧，就係你嘅聖餸啦。Let
me say that one more time because this is so important. Integrity is who you are when nobody is looking.
佢嘅説話咧，係深深咁樣烙印喺阿Dominic嘅心裏邊。再容我再講多一次呢句嘅説話，就係話聖餸咧，就係話當冇人睇住你嘅時候。
And as I hope you can tell, that this has just absolutely stuck with me. And the reality here is, my friends, is that you can also substitute the word character in place of integrity, couldn't
you? 佢嘅说话咧喺我脑海里边咧，一直咧咁样留咗喺我嘅脑海里边。或者咧，朋友话，你可以将当中头先我所讲嘅诚信嘅呢个字，用你嘅用呢个品格嘅呢个字去代替，可以咧。
Character is who you are when no one is looking. And this is when you don't need to perform to anyone or to anything. It's just your inner self that character that God sees.
你的品格就是说在没有人看着你的时候，这个时候你不需要去做什么给任何人看，或者给什么的东西去看，你的内心是发自你的性情，你的行为是发自你的内心，你所谓的真我的，就是这个时间出现了。
Now in December 2018 I long graduated from this middle school, but sister Lana Chang and the principal were still there.
Now, Dominic, 就想当年我在2018年的12月，他已经毕业了很多很多年的岁月的时候之后，咁呢间学校咧就系Sister Lana Chang 同埋佢其他嘅修女仍然喺嗰度。
And my middle school was all over CNN and the news in Los Angeles because Sister Lana Chang and the principal, Sister Mary Margaret, they were caught embezzling $500,000 over the last decade for their own personal use to vacations to go gambling in Las Vegas.
在那个时间2018年的12月的时候，Dominic 的学校，他的中学就成为了新闻，头条的新闻，就是这个有线的电视，美国的有线电视，或者在河省里面的传媒里面都有广泛的报道，就是这个 Sister Lana Chang 和他们学校的校长Sister Mary Margaret， 他们盗用了公款是超过500,000，他们甚至是使用这些公款是作为私人的旅行，去到这个Las Vegas， 拉斯维加斯的赌城那里去有这个赌博的旅程。
And so what you see here on the screen is the May 2019 GQ cover and the article art in which they were unceremoniously profiled.
咁呢个咧就系2019年五月份 GQ 呢本杂志嘅封面。咁我哋睇到咧就系呢两位修女咧都喺当中咧成为佢哋其中一个报道嘅对象。
And here are just a few articles from the Los Angeles Times and the New York Times profiling the saga that unfolded.
Okay, 呢啲咧就係LA Times 同埋 New York Times 呢啲報紙咧，佢哋點樣樣將呢個事件咧去報導出嚟噶。
I was so deeply disappointed because the person who taught me that your character, that your integrity is who you are when no one is looking, ended up not having the character and the integrity herself to live that truth out.
我心里面感到非常之失望，因为那一位修女就是当日跟我讲话怎样在我们的品格，就是说没有人看着你的时候，我们的诚信就是没有人看着你的时候，但到了今时今日的时候，她自己犯了同样的错。
This is the sort of hypocrisy that turns people away from wanting to follow Jesus.
呢个就系其中一个我哋睇到一啲人嘅虚伪啊，点样样令到一啲其他嘅人冇办法去跟随基督嘅原因。
This is an example of how our lives truly can testify to our internal character, and it can either point people to Jesus or away from Jesus.
呢个实际嘅例子话俾我哋知，我哋嘅品格、我哋嘅生活点样样可以帮助其他人。让他们通过我们指向耶稣基督，又或者通过我们去更加远离耶稣基督。
Next, God calls for Christians to actively train our character.
跟着保罗就叫到我们跟我们说，我们要积极地去训练我们的品格。
Look at verses 12, 13, and 14 again.
我们再看回一次，就是第十二节、十三节和第十四节。
Followers of Christ are called to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, and they are to be people who are zealous for good works.
咁喺嗰度咧，经文咁样讲，第十二节话佢教训我们除去不敬虔嘅心同埋世俗嘅情欲，喺今世自守公义、敬虔、度日，并且喺第十四节嗰度咧讲到话，我哋要热心为善。
So, in other words, we need to progress from crawling to walking, to running, in the development and the training of our character.
咁换句话说咧，我哋需要咧喺我哋嘅学习嘅过程当中，喺我哋训练嘅过程当中，我哋品格嘅培养嘅过程当中咧，我哋都系真系要经过爬啦、行啦同埋跑嘅呢啲唔同嘅阶段。
And this requirement is for all who claim to follow Jesus.
这个是所有自称说他们是跟随耶稣基督的人，他们都要需要的。
See, no one is so spiritually mature that we don't have to actively train our character.
在在座当中没有一个人可以这么说，我们的属灵的生命当中是成熟到一个地步，我们没有办法去训练我们自己的品格。
And the word training has a dual meaning. It means to both to discipline and to educate.
教训这个字，即英文的 training， 在经文里面其实是有两重的意义。一方面是讲到这个训导，但另一方面也是讲到教育的。
And I think Paul is using both ideas, both discipline and education, to help us understand that if we are truly committed to growing in our faith through discipleship, then we need discipline to address the parts of our lives that are not obedient to God, and we need the education to be brought into the light to recognize the change that needs to happen in our character.
我相信保罗引用这个训练来讲到在这个训导和教育，我们两方面都是需要的。为什么呢？都让我们在这个信心的旅程当中，在这个造就门徒的过程当中，这个 训导让到我们可以去调整我们的生活里面有什么的不足，怎样去对于神的不顺服。另一方面呢，在教导方面，教育方面呢，也都让我们知道怎样去认识有什么的改变，让到我们可以更加去塑造到我们自己的品格。
Sorry, I totally lost my place here.
In order to grow
in these ways, we need to be engaged in discipleship, which is the point of verses 1 to 10.
如果我们要去有这个门徒要长重的时候，要长大的时候，我们就要有这个门徒训练，有这个造就门徒的时间，就好像刚才我们所读的第一至第十节的那里这样。
What are older and younger men to strive for?
我们那些长年长的和年轻的男人，我们要需要追求什么呢？努力什么呢？
What sort of character are older and younger women to aspire to?
年长的和年轻的妇女又需要在品格上高去追求什么呢？
We need older and younger relationships to be formed with one another in order to help each other with our own experiences and to learn from our mistakes.
我们需要年长的、年轻的人走在一起，互相的帮助，分享他们的经验，并且在当中彼此去学习当中的错失。
Paul is saying that every Christ follower needs to be working on their character in a discipleship relationship.
保罗这么说，他说每一个基督的追随者都需要去努力在这个造就门徒当中去建立这个关系。
Now may not be the right moment for you to be in a discipleship relationship, and that's okay.
或者是这一刻不是一个造就门徒、造就其他人成为门徒的一个最好的时刻，但不要紧。
But at some point, God does want you to be in a discipleship relationship.
但是呢，神呢，很奇妙的，在某一个时间里面呢，他会让你在一个造就门徒的过程当中是参与的。
You could be learning from someone spiritually more mature than you. You could be in a discipleship relationship with someone less spiritually mature than you.
你或者呢，可能呢，是从一个对你来讲，更加成熟，在属灵上都更加成熟的基督徒呢，在那里学习去被造就。但也都呢，你可能呢，是去造就一些比你来讲，没那么在这个属灵上高成熟的人。
You could be discipling someone who isn't currently following Jesus and living life alongside of them as you point them to Jesus.
你甚至有可能呢，是造就緊一个人，他未是这个基督的跟随者，但是你愿意跟他一同这样去行这条路，并且在当中呢，指引他耶稣基督在哪里。
I'd encourage you to seek the Holy Spirit's leading to see where, to see when and if the Lord desires for you to enter into a discipleship relationship.
我恳求咧圣灵引领我哋大家，都让我哋知道咧，我哋喺乜嘢时候，喺点样嘅方式之下，我哋咧进入一个造就门徒嘅关系当中。
Actively training our character to remove the lawlessness from our character and to purify our character is hard work. It's not easy.
点样样喺我哋心里边？挪去那些不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，还有去清洁我们的心，实际上是非常困难，并且需要很大的努力的。
Working on our character, working on our heart is difficult work.
去塑造我们的品格，改变我们的心，是一个很难的事情。
Now, if you exercise and lift weights, do you know what happens to the muscle When you exhaust your muscles lifting weights, the muscle cells in your body are literally tearing apart. It is hard work. It hurts. It's uncomfortable.
或者呢，如果你是做运动，你是举重的时候呢，知不知道你的肌肉会发生什么事情呢？当你用尽你的肌肉的能力的时候呢，在举重的时候，那你会发觉你的肌肉的细胞其实好像在扯裂紧的当中。这个呢是的确是一个很大的工作，甚至会引致很多的痛楚，绝对是不会舒服的。
Maybe you've experienced that feeling when your body is just sore and there's pain all over and you just want to lie here.
甚至有的时候你发觉你的身体非常非常酸痛，甚至想就这样躺在这里。
Now, in order to become healthier, the muscle repairs itself to become stronger and is able to take on a heavier load in the future.
若果我们想这个身体健康的时候，我们的肌肉就会一直这样去发展并且去修补，让这些肌肉更加去强壮并且可以去承担更大的负荷。
Now at first, no discernible benefit is obvious, but over time, as you continue to exercise, progress is observed and growth is noticeable.
最初的时候可能没有什么很明显的果效，但是当这个时间日渐这样过去的时候，与日俱增的时候，你会发觉你的身体有良好的进展，你会看到你身体有良好的成长。
And there's a quote that I've heard recently that I want to share with you.
最近当我们听到一句这样的说话。
It says this, never compare your beginning to someone else's middle.
咁、那個説話咧就話，千祈唔好同你嘅起點咧，同其他人嘅中間嘅嗰一點咧去比較。
Oh, that's so helpful for me, because I want to compare myself to others sometimes.
咁呢句説話咧對丹尼嚟講咧非常之有用，因為咧佢好多時咧都將佢自己咧同別人去比較。
See, developing your character is not to just look good for other people. It's for us to receive God's grace, God's salvation, and to honor God.In anticipation, as if Christ were to return today.
培養塑造你的品格，不是說做給人看，一個很好的表現給人去看到的。其實是讓我們去接受主的恩典和救贖，讓到我們可以去尊敬我們的神，去敬拜我們的神。因為就好像基督今天就會回來一樣，我們要去敬拜我們的神。
Now lastly, and for our third and last point this morning, by faith, engage in discipleship.
我们今天最后一点就是说，神呢，去呼召我们呢，要去融入，去凭着信心呢，去投入在这个造就门徒的工作当中。
Your training can be the everyday work of developing your relationship with God. It could be reading books, taking seminars, watching videos to learn more.
你的训练呢，在每日的训练去塑造你的品格，可能是很不同的方法跟这个神呢去建立这个关系。有些人呢可能是读书啦，不同的熟的书籍啦，有些人呢可能是去一些讲座啦，有些人呢甚至是看一些短片啊、视像啊等等，去越来越学习得更多。
For some of you, your training could be stepping out in faith to find someone whose faith journey you connect with andHave them disciple you.
对于我们当中一些人来说，可能你的训练就是说你踏出你的信仰，凭着你的信心踏出你的安乐窝，去找一些人可以在你的信仰的路途当中跟你联系，并且去造就你自己成为门徒。
After you have been discipled, take what you have learned and find someone else for you to disciple.
当你成为门徒的时候，你就找其他另外一个人，让他都能够成为基督的门徒。
Do not allow trying to save face to prevent you from you growing in your pursuing of Jesus. Prioritize Jesus above all else.
不要让你的面子问题成为一些阻碍，让你去追求耶稣，让耶稣成为一切的之首。
If you are looking for someone to disciple you, I want to encourage you to both be bold in praying and in asking.
如果你是找一些人去造就你自己的时候，我希望你可以在你的祷告当中大胆地去祷告且去恳求。
If you are looking to disciple someone, pray that God would place a person on your heart. And maybe you can talk to Pastor Enoch to have him support you and to help encourage you to approach the person that God has placed on your heart.
若果你是找一些人你去造就他们的，那我感谢主，我希望你可以将求神将一个这样的人放在你的面前，让到你的可以去造就这个人。我也都可以鼓励你们跟 Pastor Enoch 去倾谈，可以将你的 心愿讲给他们，讲给 Pastor Enoch 知，让到他可以神将一个这样的人放在你的心里面。
Maybe you are discouraged because you don't think that your faith looks like a Noah, an Abraham, a Moses, a David.
或者你有时会觉得沮丧或者不开心，因为你觉得你的信仰、你的信心没好像一些属灵的伟人，好像挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西又或者大卫一样共有信心。
If that's you, I believe that God is encouraging you right now to recognize that the development of your character is a process that requires intentional, hard work to dig into the deep recesses of our souls and to bring those parts of ourselves before God.
若果我讲紧呢个人是符合你的现状的时候，我就让你恳求你，让你明白我们这个性格，我们的品格的培养不是一朝一夕就能够成功的，是需要一个故意的，一个长期，一个在付出的努力和一个的工作，让到我们在我们心里面，内心心里面，我找到内心深处有什么的不足，并且在当中去带到神的面前。
In Psalm 51, David provides us a roadmap of what it is like to dig deep into your soul and to confess your sins and your shortcomings to God and to pray repeatedly and to pray expectantly and not shying away from the hard work of training our spiritual character.
在诗篇51篇的时候，我们看到大卫他给了一个路程表或者一条路，告诉我们一个方法，怎样去监察我们内心的深处，在那里让我们在神面前去认我们的罪，并且我们的不足，并且我们是不断地的，并且是带着这个恳求和盼望的祷告当中，并且我们不去回避去要付出的努力，去到训练塑造我们的属灵的品格。
I want you to cast your vision of discipleship to recognize what sort of impact discipleship culture would have here at ACC. What sort of impact would that have on the Cantonese congregation? What sort of eternal ripple effects would a discipleship culture have on history? I believe this is what God is calling us to this morning.
我想大家思想一下，若果你将这个塑造门徒、造就门徒的这个的心智放在我们的 ACC 的粤语堂的当中，我们的 ACC 可以变成怎样呢？我们中间的当中的这个文化，我们的造就门徒的文化可以是怎样呢？可以有巨大的改变呢？我们这个的行动有什么的连锁反应可以令到更多人在当中去受惠呢？这个就是说我相信神在今日叫我哋喺今日里边去让我到呼召我哋咧去成全嘅。
After I came to follow Jesus in high school, I asked my Sunday school teacher to disciple me because he was just a regular part of my life.
喺我高中嘅时候咧，我接受咗主耶稣基督，咁我就叫我嘅主一学嘅老师咧去造就我成为呢个门徒，因为咧佢就系我生命里边咧一个好常见嘅人，喺我生命里边嘅一部分。
And to be honest, I didn't know any better. We never called it discipleship. We met and he challenged me to become more like Christ, to imitate Christ.
老实地跟大家说，我们都不知道是什么，我们都牙乌这样的，其实我们都甚至不知道什么叫做门徒训练。我们来不来我们见面，他有很多时候就去挑战我，让我挑战我，叫我成为更像基督。
He taught me how to study the Bible. He answered the questions that I had. He listened to me as I wrestled with life. He cut my hair when I had hair before. He gave me a ride when I needed a ride.
咁佢教导我咧点样去查考圣经啦，佢咧解答咗我好多嘅问题。当我喺生活上高咧有挣扎嘅时候咧，佢聆听我。咁咧佢甚至咧系啊帮阿多面灵啦去剪头发。咁当然啦，嗰阵时仲有好多头发啦，唔同而家咁光啦。咁另外咧，佢亦都咧喺我需要嘅时候咧，就俾用车咧去接载我。
I don't think we ever set out a formal agenda ever.But in every single thing that we did, he always found a way to point me to Jesus.
我哋虽然咧冇一个好正式嘅计划要去点样做，但喺每一步嘅时候咧，佢都用唔同嘅方法咧去话俾我知，啊指向我咧去到耶稣基督嗰度噶。
I think there's perhaps a group of us that feels like discipleship is this big thing when it is in fact it is just living life.And pointing another to Jesus. And maybe for one season, you're the person who's doing more of the pointing. And in other seasons, someone else will be doing more of the pointing in your life.
或者有些人觉得这个门徒训练是一个很大的一件事情。但其实让我告诉你，门徒训练或者是造就一个门徒其实是很简单。其实就好像一件就是说成日就是将我们的生命告诉大家知道。將我哋嘅生命咧指引去耶穌嗰度，咁咧有好多時咧，可能呢一個季節，可能有啲人咧就指引得多啲咯，但係另一個季節咧係指引得少啲，啊其他人指引得多啲，咁我哋其實係彼此咁樣去互補，去造就噶。
So what can I do in order to faithfully disciple others？
嗱，咁實際上嚟講，我可以點樣去忠心嘅去造就其他人成為門徒咧
？How do we partner with God to disciple others？
我们可以怎样同神去同工去造就其他人呢
？Today, I believe Paul wants us to disciple others and to be discipled. And in order to disciple others, he's calling us to imitate our own character after Jesus's character.
咁喺呢度咧，我相信保罗咧叫到我哋去造就其他人，亦都咧去叫我哋咧受到造就噶。咁若果我哋要去造就其他人嘅时候咧，保罗咧就叫我哋去效法基督。都效法基督咧，佢嘅样式，效法基督嘅品格。
How soon God is calling you to disciple others, or for you to be discipled by someone else? That's between you and God. But it is clear that we need one another in order to grow in our faith and in our character.
谂几时咧，神咧会呼召你去造就另一个人成为门徒，或者几时咧去让你咧被造就成为门徒？呢个系神同你之间嘅事情。但一样好肯定、好清楚嘅咧，就系话我哋需要彼此嘅一齐去成长，无论喺我哋嘅信心里边，或者我哋嘅品格嘅塑造当中。
We have the opportunity to show the consistency of our faith in our lives as a testimony to other people。
我哋有好多机会咧，将我哋嘅生活。同埋我哋嘅信仰咧，系彰显俾人哋知道，可以喺人哋面前咧去见证到神嘅同在。
I want to encourage you to pray right now and to ask God, what do you desire from me? Should I ask someone to disciple me? Should I ask someone if I can disciple them? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal and to convict your heart about how you need to grow in your character to become increasingly.More obedient to the person and to the likeness of Christ.
我喺呢度咧就鼓励大家，而家咧就马上咁样去祷告，祈求神咧就帮助你去睇到你咧究竟去系咪需要去一个造就一个其他嘅人，或者点样样去被其人所造就。恳求圣灵咧帮助去彰显同埋咧放下呢个定嘅心志喺我哋嘅心里边，让到我哋咧知道咧我哋需要去成长喺我哋嘅品格嘅当中，让到我哋咧越嚟越系顺服基督，并且咧更加系每一日更像基督。
Imitating Christ means that we are becoming a little bit more obedient to God and a little bit more obedient, more like Christ every day. God is preparing.You and God is preparing me to step out in faith to disciple others.
咁效法基督咧，就系每一日咧，我哋都有进展，每一日咧都系越嚟越去顺服基督，并且每一日咧就更像基督。神咧系预备紧我哋你同我都凭住信心咧，踏出信心嘅一步咧，去造就其他人。
So let's remember this truth this morning that in order to disciple others, we must imitate Christ's character.
你再重温一下我哋今日嘅主题，就系话，若果我哋需要去造就其他人嘅时候，我哋需要去效法基督嘅品格。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would lay the challenge upon our hearts to ask if we are, first of all, imitating Christ in our own lives.
主啊，我们来到你面前的时候，我们恳求圣灵帮助我们，给我们心里面一个挑战，让我们知道我们怎样去效法基督在我们的生活里面。
If we are not imitating Christ, altogether we confess our sins to you.
若果我们的生活里面未有效法基督的时候，主啊就帮助我们集体的一起向你认罪，并且是寻求你的宽恕。
We ask that you restore us to imitate Christ. And as we imitate Christ, we pray that you would open me, you would open us to recognize that you may be calling us to help point someone to become more like Jesus.
主啊，我恳求你这样去恢复我们，让我们能够可以效法基督。当我们效法基督的时候，我们恳求你打开我们的心，都能够让我们去明白主你自己是怎样去呼召我们，去帮助其他人，去让我们去指引主基督给其他的人知道。
Or you are calling us to have someone else point us to Jesus in preparation of pointing someone else to Jesus.
又或者在这个时候，你是指引其他的人，去让我们成为被造就的对象，也都准备我们在将来的时候，我们都指引其他人，让他们更加指引到认识到基督。
We pray the words of Scripture take deep root in our hearts by imitating Christ's character.
我恳求今日的神的话语可以在我们的心里面扎根，去让我们可以去效法主耶稣基督的品格。
In Christ's name we pray.Amen.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。我们很多谢陈。